This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here with Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. Caden, what do we see going on in the grain markets today, especially with that WASDE report?
Yeah, just like you said, WASDE day today, typically December report, pretty quiet report, and we saw that today as well. Going into the report, corn is up 2-3 cents. We're going to close down about half of a penny here. So pretty quiet number there. The only change we saw on the corn side was exports being increased a little bit. So carry out shrinks a little bit. On the bean side, for our own carry out, it stayed the exact same. They shrunk the Brazil number a bit, not as much as they were hoping. And so beans went from about 10 higher ahead of the report, going to close about 4 or 5 lower. Yeah, so the Brazil numbers for their bean production this year, last month's report was looking at 163 million metric tons. The trade today before the report was looking for that number to come down to a 160. We ended up getting a 161. So, in all seriousness, not a huge change, or a huge difference from what maybe we were expecting. Private firms are anywhere from that 155 to 160 range. So, Like normal, USDA kind of cutting with a smaller knife as assumed to just coming in here and hacking the thing around. So market didn't seem to like that. But again, I think the fact that they're cutting shows something.
That again was Caden Sweeney of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At the close, March corn down 2.5 at 485.5. January soybeans down 7.75 at 1304 even. January soybean meal down 210 at 404.70. Soybean oil down 93 cents at 50.20. On the Merck, December live cattle up 310 at 165.45. January feeders up 502 at 215.30. February lean hogs up 120 at 68.97. Pork cutout up 145 at 82.70. December class 3 milk down 8 cents at 16.19. Those are your closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.